and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Just about heading into wedding season right now, which is why it didn't surprise me when I saw this article trending this morning.
What's that?
A woman is being called a bridezilla because she asked on social media how she can politely tell her guests that she doesn't want junk, that she would like only monetary gifts. She also made a point to say, let me keep in mind, I don't care if my guests bring gifts or not. They don't have to bring gifts. But if they're going to bring gifts, I don't want a vase or a picture frame that I'm not going to like. I'd rather you bring cash.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I mean, she's asking for what she's actually going to use. I mean, there's so much stuff from our marriage even that is just still in boxes somewhere that it's just not practical stuff. You're never going to use it. Cash is what you really want.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. I went to a wedding last summer where right on the gift, it said, monetary gifts only, please. Mm-hmm. And then I received another invitation not too long ago, and on the bottom it said, no box gifts, please.
I like that. I think that's a good way to say it.
And I'm beginning to wonder, is this becoming the norm now that you just put it on your invitation? Like, hey, just give me cash. Like, I don't want your vase. And I got to be honest, I kind of agree with you, Raven, where I don't really see the big deal in it.
One of the biggest things that I found to be trivial is when you're going to do the gift registry thing, all right? They take you to these certain stores because only certain stores used to have the registry. Now, not pretty much everybody does. Mm-hmm. But you walk around with that scanner and you pick out all these items and you're made to feel like you should be picking out china. You should be picking out this, that, or whatever. And, you know, maybe if that's what you're into, great. But if you're not into that stuff, you really end up pulling like these nothing items that you're like, I don't know, let's ring one of these up. And you're trying to put it in a same price frame or whatever. It's just, you know, give me Amazon gift cards. Amazon gift cards.
But even then, it's things that you can return because you know where you got it from. I think that my issue was the things that I got from people that there was no way to return them. They were just these random vases and things that had no receipts.
We got three blenders.
Oh.
Three blenders.
A lot of margaritas.
Right. I mean.
Well, this woman is being chastised online. They're calling her a bridezilla. They're calling her entitled millennial.
That's ridiculous.
I think it's a little bit rough. But the question is do you think that as a bride and a groom, you should have the right to write on your invitation that you don't want those gifts, that you would just prefer money or don't bring a gift at all.
I got a feeling we'll get votes on both sides, but I think it's a generational thing.
If you would like to chime in on this call, it's at 1-800-330-9999. And if you want to read the article for yourself, we have it on our Facebook page. Just search for Anna and Raven. Woman is being chastised online because she wrote, is there a polite way to say, only give me money at my wedding. I don't want any of your gifts because what am I going to do with a vase or maybe even a picture frame that I don't want?
Right.
Star 99.9. And that got us thinking, I don't really see anything wrong with it. I've actually gotten two invitations in the last year where they've put on the invitation, no box gifts, please, or monetary gifts only, please.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, like, I get it. You want money.
Yeah, I love that deal. I think it makes sense, you know. Again, instead of wasting time after trying to decide whether or not you're going to return something, whether or not it's going to offend somebody if they don't see something when they come over to visit, this time you can just go out and get what you really need.
What do you think? Is that rude? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, yes. Well, I think it's also regional. I'm from Missouri. My husband's from New York. His whole family gave us cash. My family got us everything off our registry.
Huh.
Well, that's nice.
It's like a balance.
If the families talked about it, that's actually kind of cool. That's the best of both worlds. You know what I mean? But
all of my Missouri and Arkansas relatives, no one gave us cash. And when I go to their weddings, I don't give them cash. I give them a gift. When we go to a New Yorker's wedding, we give cash.
Well, I don't want a blender, lady. Don't bring me no blender.
Anna and Raven, what do you think about this?
Well, I think the way to go is money because there's a lot of things to buy and you never know. And actually, you can go to vacation, honeymoon without money.
Right.
So, yeah. Yes. And also, like, I'm from Colombia. So whenever I go to a wedding over there, they say, please do we... They write on the card, they say Reino envelopes. Reino envelopes means that only envelopes.
And only that's envelopes. It. Yeah, that's all they want, envelopes. That's
Bring
all
it.
These people want, too.
Thick ones.